Becky, appreciate the good song. Sometimes, if you look in our hymnals, they'll at the top of the song. Sometimes they'll have in there with feeling, and that's the most important part, isn't it? With feeling. I want to share a short scripture reading with you, and I certainly need your prayers, found in the second epistle to Timothy in the third chapter, and I want to read verses, I want to start with verse 14 and read through verse 17, the end of that third chapter. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Paul said to Timothy, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." That's reading again from 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 17 for a scripture reading. And I don't really know how to address this today to tell you as I stand before you that I feel that perhaps what I have upon my heart to share with you today may be as much of a testimony as it is a sermon, but I'm going to try to follow the Lord today and share with you the things that He has placed upon my heart. And, you know, sometimes we are accused, and I don't believe for a moment that this is ever our intention or that it's ever what we do, but sometimes we are accused of belittling other denominations of folks or looking down upon them. What I want to say today is that I am thankful in my heart. I mean, my heart has been filled up this week. And I am thankful to God in my heart for what I have been privileged to be a part of. I'm going to just tell you plainly today, I would rather be an old-time Baptist than anything else I know on earth. And I believe that because, and you know, to be honest with you, and Sister LaVon mentioned Brother Davis this morning being nervous, and when she did, I thought, well, maybe someone will help him out today the way that Brother Paul Bryson helped me out when I was ordained. I was standing there that morning at Fellowship Church, and Brother Bryson walked in, and I extended my hand to him, and I shook hands with him, and I said, "Brother Bryson, how are you today?" And he said, "I'm fine. I've already been ordained." And that didn't help me at all. And then later on, he ended up interrogating me, and he asked me a question, and I'll just be honest with you. I mean, I had studied, and I had tried to prepare for all the doctrinal questions that I knew I'd be asked, and I wasn't prepared for this at all. He asked me in the middle of that interrogation, he said, "Brother Miller, why are you a Baptist?" And my answer to him was this, because I believe they uphold the truth. And I believe that, and it has, it's not just the name. The Lord's Church has gone from different names through the years. You won't find the term missionary Baptist anywhere in the Bible. You'll find the churches spoken of as churches of God, the churches of Christ. You'll find in the scriptures the churches spoken of at the church where they were located, the church at Corinth, the church at Ephesus. And so the name that we go by today is a name that has been given to us after the scriptures were written. But I believe that the Lord's church has been in the world ever since he established the church and is still in the world today. And if you really want to find the church, now, you know, you can look through records, you can look through history that has been written and records that have been kept, and sometimes there are big gaps in those records that we have. Sometimes there have been records that have been destroyed in different ways. But I'll tell you what, I believe if you're looking for the Lord's church, I believe there are two things that you really ought to look for. You ought to look for people that are upholding the truth of the scriptures, and you ought to look for people that the Holy Spirit of God is pleased to dwell with. And those two things have always been present with the Lord's true church. You'll find a people that stand for the truth, and you'll find a people that the Holy Spirit of God empowers and dwells with. And when we were out this week at Old Union, and God just overwhelmed me with this thought, and I want to ask you to think about this today, because I'm afraid that sometimes in this busy life that we live, sometimes we run around with so much to do, it seems. Sometimes we seem so cumbered with things that I'm afraid that we forget to stop and think. Sometimes we just don't take the time to stop and think about the things that are the most important. But when I sat out there at Old Union this week, I was just overwhelmed. You know, that we all know this, and the scriptures teach us this, and anybody that has ever experienced this knows that it's true, but there is feeling in salvation. You can feel your salvation, and you can feel that thing when God gives it to you that the song was written about years ago, Blessed Assurance. We not only feel what God does for us at the moment of conversion, at the moment that he saves us, but God continues to assure us throughout our lives, and from time to time just moves upon our heart and reminds us that we are still his, that we still belong to him, that work that he did in us when he saved us is still there. And so that was something that happened to me this week, that the Lord just came and just impressed me so strongly with the thought of how good that it really is to just be a child of God. And I made mention of this as I stood before those brethren this week and tried to present the lesson that God had placed upon my heart. I said, you know, I'm very thankful that I had that opportunity. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to try in my weak way to share a lesson with my brethren there. I'm thankful that God counted me faithful, as the Apostle Paul said in his writing to Timothy. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, and I'm thankful that God did that for me. I know these other brethren that have been called can relate to that. You know, it's even with all the nervousness that it brings a lot of times, and it's difficult a lot of times to stand up and try to deliver the message that God has placed upon your heart. But I love to try to preach. I mean, listen, when I can stand behind the pulpit and I can feel the Lord with me, I can feel His presence, I can feel His Spirit helping me, then there's nothing I'd rather be trying to do than to preach His Word. But listen, with all of that, with all that God has done for us and the way that He continues to bless us with blessings, you know, sometimes as the Scriptures tell us, with showers of blessings upon us, I go back to that time and place when God saved me and just am reminded of how good it really is just to be a child of God, just to know that you are saved, just to know that it's well with your soul. You know what? And I've shared some things today, and there have been things that have been shared here by others today. We don't have any clue, none of us, we don't have any idea when something tragic is going to happen to this body. We don't have any idea when something is going to come up on us, oftentimes in just a moment, that is going to alter the way that we feel, that is going to just suddenly drastically change our physical health. We don't have any idea when the time is going to come that's appointed for us to die and leave this world. But I am glad today that it's well with my soul. Have you stopped lately? Have you taken time out from the race lately to just stop and think and meditate about what a blessing that it really is to be a child of God? Boy, we didn't deserve it, did we? I mean, there's none of us that deserve it. There's none of us that are worthy when we stand before people and talk about you know, the fact that God saved us. I mean, there wasn't one of us that was worthy of that. There wasn't one of us that deserved that in any way. And if it were not for God's wonderful, amazing grace, none of us would be able to testify of that today, that we're saved and that we're on our way to heaven. I'm going to tell you, and I know this in my heart, and you do too if you've been saved. No matter what happens to me, no matter what befalls me, no matter how heavy the trials, no matter what comes upon me physically, no matter what happens around me to try me, when life is finished here, I'm going to heaven to be with the Lord. I read this morning, I picked up the by the way, the new minutes are here. If you haven't got one, they're back there on the back pew, and you can pick one up on the way out. I turned this morning in there to the memorials. I turned in there to the obituaries, and I read the names and saw the pictures of those that were members here at Fairview Memorial that have gone to be with the Lord, and I thought about, they're free now. You know, they're free from their trials. They're free from their heartaches. They're free from their temptations. Nothing else is ever going to bother them again because they had made preparation to be with the Lord. And what a wonderful thing it is for them now that they were saved and ready to go. Paul said to Timothy in these verses that I read, he said, you knew from a child, from your childhood, the Holy Scriptures. And you know what? For those, the religious people in the world today that say that the Old Testament Scriptures don't have anything to do with us, those who claim that the Old Testament Scriptures didn't say anything about Jesus, I don't know what they're going to do with that, because Paul said to Timothy, from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And when Timothy was a child, the New Testament Scriptures hadn't even yet been written. Paul had to be referencing the Old Testament. I'm telling you, the Old Testament Scriptures teach us that salvation comes by faith in Jesus Christ. And you can't, you cannot say that the Old Testament doesn't have anything to do with now, that it's not relevant to the day that we live in. I'll tell you what, the Old Testament Scriptures, they declare Jesus, they declare His suffering, they declare His death at Calvary, the Old Testament Scriptures declare His resurrection. They sure do. He was preached in the Old Testament. Timothy learned from those Scriptures that salvation came through Jesus. When I read that, I thought how blessed that I was, that from my childhood. Now, I know this isn't true for everybody, but it was for me, that I was rocked in a Baptist cradle. I was taught about heartfelt salvation from the time that I was a child. And I know that there are some here, and I have many friends that were not. And thank God that when they were older, that somehow the gospel of truth came to them as well. But listen, I was taught the truth, and we need to teach our children the truth. We need to teach them, if you don't believe that that's important, go back and read the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy about verse 7, when they were told, when the children of Israel were told to share with their children the things of God, when they took a walk, when they lay down to go to sleep at night, and the Jews were very diligent and very good at training their children in the Scriptures. And of course, Timothy's mother, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16 that Timothy's mother was a Jewess and she was a believer. His father was a Greek, but he learned, as Paul said, he learned from his mother and from his grandmother about the things of God. And he was blessed with the benefit of knowing that from a child, knowing the Holy Scriptures from his childhood, that were able to give him the knowledge that salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Solomon, in the 22nd Proverb, said that we are to train up our children. Train up a child, he said, in the way that they should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. And I'll just be honest with you. That's one of the big reasons I don't believe in this thing called kiddie church. I don't believe in taking the little children and separating them and putting them in a kids' church. They need to hear what the preacher has to say about the Lord. They need to hear what the preacher has to say about salvation. You'd be surprised, these children that are 2, 3, 4 years old, you'd be surprised the things that they can share with you that they pick up on when they hear the Word of God. Anybody that's been a parent, brought their kids to church, knows that. They pick up on stuff, and they need to hear it, and we need to train them as children. I'm thankful that the truth was shared with me. I'm glad. I don't hate anybody. I don't wish anybody any ill will. But these that are tied up in teachings that are not true, I pray that they'll be exposed to the truth. I pray that somehow they'll be brought out of that. The Bible tells us and teaches us that the scriptures, when they're preached, that it's necessary that they are rightly divided. Study to show thyself reproved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth, and it needs to be rightly divided. The truth needs to be told, and I'm thankful that from the time I was a child that I was told that when this conviction seized my heart, that I would have to seek the Lord, that I would have to repent of my sins, that I would have to trust in Jesus, that I would have to seek after Him until I knew that I was saved. I'm glad that somebody didn't brainwash me and convince me that all I would have to do is be baptized. I'm so thankful, Brother Strode, for what I was taught. I'm glad that somebody didn't tell me. Now, I'm glad that somebody didn't say, now listen, when you get to be about 5 or 6 years old, you need to walk up front and you need to repeat the prayer. And you need to make your decision. I'm glad that I heard the truth. And I'm thankful for what God did for me in 1973 when He saved me. And I'm thankful for the people that I'm among. I'm thankful that I have the privilege to be a part of what I believe with all my heart is the Lord's true church in this world. And I'll tell you what, when we get together, those times that God raises us up together and makes us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, I was sitting out there with my preacher brothers this week, and I could feel the Spirit of God moving among us, and I could feel that familiar feeling of His power and His presence with us, and it just overwhelmed me that I'm thankful for what God has given me. I was raised under the teachings of the old-time Baptist church, under the teachings of the Scriptures, and I'm content to be there now, and I'm content to die there as well, under the truth of God's holy word. You know, There are so many people every day. And it's not always, you know, oftentimes it's not done intentionally. But there are so many children every day that are told falsehoods about salvation. And that's sad. That really is. That's sad. I'm glad that when that condemnation, that conviction of sin gripped my soul, that I had been told I was going to have to go to Jesus if I wanted relief. I was going to have to go to Him myself and seek Him until He heard my prayer. Glad that from a child I was blessed to know the Holy Scriptures that make a person wise to the fact that salvation is in Jesus Christ. And I don't think that we need to let the devil discourage us. I think we need to realize and remember that God has a work for us, and we need to press toward the mark, and we need to keep preaching the truth, and we need to teach our children that which is right. We need to train them in the way that they should go. We need to teach them the truth, and we need to make sure that they understand what they need to do in order to get saved. And when they get saved, we need to teach them how the scriptures tell them that they are to carry on the work of the Lord, and we need to make little Baptists out of them. We do. I'm glad that God's work is still going on. I know that I don't deserve it, but I'm thankful to be a little part of it. A little part of what the Lord established here in this world. And so, you know, we sometimes we get caught up, I'm afraid, in thoughts. We may discourage ourselves with thoughts of what we don't have or the way that we wish things could be. But you know what? We better take a good look at how blessed we are. How blessed we truly are that we have what we have. And that there are still soul-saving stations, that there are still places in this world where people can come and hear the truth of the gospel and be told what they must do in order to be saved. And places and assemblies and bodies where we can still come together and be blessed by the presence and the power of Almighty God. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing to be assembled with the saints and feel the presence of God among us. And I'm thankful that he does that for us. So, Brother Strode, if you have a song, if you can pick out a song, he'll go with that. Let's stand and let's have a song. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Can you sing that today with all your heart? I'd rather be an old-time, blood-bought Christian, truly born again, than anything I know. While we stand in
number 46, number 46. In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'll tell it everywhere I go, that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I'd long to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I'd like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I'll tell the world both far and near as I travel here below.
Amen.
That I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. 390 at the bottom, one verse, 390. My hope is built. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.